This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. America's farmers and ranchers are ready for Congress to act swiftly to restore tax provisions essential to boosting small businesses and rural economies, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. In a letter to House and Senate leaders, Farm Bureau urged members of both chambers to work across the aisle to renew and preserve important tax provisions that expired at the end of 2013. According to AFBF President Bob Stallman, farmers and ranchers rely on tax provisions to allow them to manage their cash flow and put that money back to work for their businesses. Section 179 and bonus depreciation are important tools that lend stability and help minimize risk in an unpredictable industry. A recent study by NERA Economic Consulting finds rules proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency, which the administration has dubbed its Clean Power Plan, could cost the U.S. upwards of $366 billion. Farm Bureau Energy Specialist Andrew Walmsley says that's a concern to farmers, ranchers, and consumers alike. He says 43 states would have double-digit electricity price surges, and when you look at farmers and ranchers, they're obviously an energy-intensive business, whether that's power irrigation pivots or providing shelter for livestock. Farmers have completed 89% of the corn crop harvest, while soybeans are now at 94%, according to the Agriculture Department's weekly crop progress report. Despite some weather setbacks, farmers gained 9 percentage points over the past week to achieve 89% of the corn harvest, which has closed the gap between the 2013 level of 90% and surpassed the USDA's five-year average rate of 88%. Regarding the soybean crop, farmers were also slowed by some weather issues and only advanced harvest rating by 4 points to reach 94% completion. At this time, they are still equal with the progress achieved in 2013 and 2 points behind USDA's five-year average. Consumers' perception of whole grains have come a long way, but with most Americans consuming only 15% of the recommended daily intake of them, whole grains still have several barriers to overcome before they are fully integrated into the average person's diet. The American Farm Bureau Federation, together with Georgetown University's McDonough School of Business Global Social Enterprise Initiative and the Georgetown Entrepreneurship Initiative Startup Hoyas, on Tuesday announced the four national finalists of the first ever Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. The challenge provides an opportunity for individuals to showcase ideas and business innovations being developed in rural regions of the United States. The finalist businesses, chosen from more than 200 applicants, will advance to the next phase of the challenge. They are PastureBird LLC of Temecula, California, a cost-effective method of producing pastured poultry on a large scale. Pulaski Grow of Pulaski, Virginia, is an aquaponics facility to provide youth and local youth with job training. Scout Pro of Lone Tree, Iowa, has developed software to assist farmers with crop maintenance. And Senior Move Management of Palmyra, Missouri, has customized moving and relocation services for older Americans. According to AFBF President Bob Stallman, strengthening rural America begins with growing entrepreneurship business by business. Helping rural entrepreneurs turn great ideas into successful businesses in their local communities is what this competition is all about. The Senate has narrowly rejected a bill that would have moved the long-awaited Keystone XL pipeline project forward. Senate Republicans said they'll have the bill back on the Senate floor in 2015 when they'll be the majority party. Agriculture is an energy-intensive industry, which is why farmers and ranchers support the Keystone XL pipeline project as part of a larger effort to ensure the availability and affordability of all energy sources, according to Andrew Walmsley, American Farm Bureau Federation energy specialist. He says it takes a lot of energy in many forms to water crops, run tractors and combines, and keep cows, pigs, chickens, and other animals comfortable, healthy, and safe. It's never too early to start on the next farm bill, According to Representative Mike Conaway of Texas, the next chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, in an article to Politico Pro. Conaway is thinking about the 2019 Farm Bill, planning an in-depth review of the food stamp program, and considering an agriculture-only immigration reform bill. Commenting on accomplishments of the 2014 Farm Bill, Conaway gave kudos for the many program choices it offers farmers, a concept spearheaded by outgoing committee chair Representative Frank Lucas of Oklahoma. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 29th annual informal price survey of classic items found on the Thanksgiving Day dinner table indicates the average cost of this year's feast for 10 is $49.41, a 37-cent increase from last year's average of $49.04. The big-ticket item? A 16-pound turkey came in at $21.65 this year. That's roughly $1.35 per pound, a decrease of less than 1 cent per pound, or a total of 11 cents per whole turkey compared to 2013. AFBF Deputy Chief Economist John Anderson says turkey production has been somewhat lower this year and wholesale prices are a little higher, but consumers should find an adequate supply of birds at their local grocery store. Some grocers may use turkeys as loss leaders, a common strategy deployed to entice shoppers to come through the doors and buy other popular Thanksgiving foods. The National Transportation Safety Board has reversed an administrative law judge's ruling that the Federal Aviation Administration does not have the authority to regulate unmanned aircraft systems and model aircrafts. The NTSB ruled that the definition of aircraft, as written in the Federal Aviation Act of 1958, is broad enough to include UAS and model aircrafts. This means FAA has the authority to regulate UAS and model aircrafts. Farm Bureau supports the use of UAS for commercial purposes, including agriculture, forestry, and other natural resource use. AFBF continues to have conversations with FAA about the need to allow farmers and ranchers to use UAS for their businesses. The ruling does not affect FAA's timeline to issue a notice of proposed rulemaking for small UAS by year's end. The shipping season on the Upper Mississippi River ended Thursday due to ice surrounding locks and dams near Minnesota's Twin Cities. This is the earliest winter closure ever, according to records that date back to 1969, noted an Army Corps of Engineers navigation manager. Barges are being moved out of the river as quickly as possible so they're not stuck on the river all winter. The Macoupin County Farm Service Agency office has announced that public informational meetings have been scheduled to discuss the provisions of the 2014 Farm Bill regarding the new commodity programs. The 2014 Farm Bill informational meetings will be held on Monday, November 24th at 10 a.m. and at 7 p.m. at the Casey Hall in Carlinville, and another opportunity will be held on Wednesday, December 10th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Casey Hall in Carlinville. Doug Yoder, Senior Director of Affiliate and Risk Management for Illinois Farm Bureau, will help conduct the meetings on the 24th. Also, Robert Bellum, U of I Extension Crop System Educator, will attend both meeting dates to assist with the Farm Bill training. The Macoupin County FSA Committee and County FSA Office encourages all operators, other tenants, and landowners to attend one of the above public informational meetings to help educate regarding the 2014 Farm Bill provisions. If you have any questions, please contact the Macoupin County FSA Office at 217-854-2626. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.